The holidays are typically a peak spending season for many people as they shop for gifts, decorations, and supplies. This is Lisa Berry, and while many of us get caught up in the holiday spending spirit, the sales and shopping incentives, even though we're giving to others, we could also be getting ourselves into some serious financial trouble. So we thought it would be a good idea to talk to Scott Rick, an associate professor of marketing at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You've done a lot of research focusing on understanding the emotional causes and consequences of consumer financial decision making. So let's start there, discussing what are some of the emotional causes of consumer financial decision making.
One of the big ones seems to be that people kind of rely on distress, or what is called a pain of paying, to help to control their spending, rather than kind of carefully weighing opportunity costs, kind of what I'm giving up later by buying something now. We kind of spend based on how much distress is it causing me to spend the money. As a retailer, if that's the case, one thing you can do is help to distract people from the money that is leaving their possession. Like, try to make the moment of payment as brief or as focused on other things as possible. So you can help to kind of train people to not experience or associate this pain with shopping.
In your research and your study, have you studied people who overspend, though? It sounds like you're talking about people who have a hard time parting with their money.
Yeah. Individuals do, they do differ. And there are some people that we call tightwads, people who have a lot of pain when they contemplate spending, and they don't spend as much as they think they should. And spendthrifts have just the opposite problem. They don't experience enough distress when considering spending, and they end up spending more than they would like to spend. And there are people kind of in the middle who we call unconflicted consumers, and they kind of have a moderate amount of pain, and they're kind of happy with how much they spend.
How do we come to those? How do you become a tightwad or a spendthrift?
Yeah, that's a big question that we're just starting to tackle now. We're looking at how parents can convey these feelings via conversations with their children. We've brought parents and kids into the lab to discuss money-based issues. We do find that kids display what looks like tightwad or spendthrift feelings as early as age 5. We developed a little scale that kids as young as 5 can take to indicate their tightwad or spendthrift feelings. The limited thing I can say now is it looks like this emerges early. It might change over time. We don't know yet, but that is something we're actively trying to understand. How for example, a tightwad parent talks differently to their kids about money than, say, a spendthrift parent.
So as you, Scott Rick, associate professor of marketing at the University of Michigan, likely know, the holidays are possibly a more troublesome time for people who don't have a handle on this. Do you have any advice or perspective to share?
Yeah, it is a difficult time because there is a lot of, you know, mandatory spending that is not usually the case, that you just kind of, you have to be shopping. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be in person, ideally. When shopping in person, it can be quite easy to get carried away. Of course, buying online can be, you know, they have their own techniques for reducing the pain of paying, you know, one-click shopping. You know, of course, the classic advice, like lists are relevant. You know, lists are, I think, good for making sure you don't forget something. Lists don't necessarily prevent you from adding new items. You know, it's tricky. I think just vigilance and being aware that the feelings around spending kind of matter more than they should. And I just think that kind of vigilance, it's worth keeping in mind.
All right, Scott Rick, Associate Professor of Marketing at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, thank you.